ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah up to Daf Lamed Dalet. The Gemara is in the middle of discussing the din of different kelim and their usage for Yayin Esech, the usage for Chametz. The Gemara brings that Reb Zvid said that Mani Dekunya, earthenware kelim that were coated with lead-coated earthenware kelim, depends if they're white and black, they're mutter, if they're green, they're aser. But Marein Medarshan, that the kunya bein uchum ben chiyuvim ben yurukah shari. Marein said that for Yayin Nesach, when you want to take the kelim, doesn't matter if they're black or white or green, they're all mutter. And the Gemara says, Maishna mechametz v'pesach, because they asked the shayla from Marein by chametz v'pesach, that the mani de kunya, And he said that clearly the green ones are certainly also because they absorb. And what about the white and the black ones? And if it has cracks, it's definitely also. And what about if it's smooth? And he said even the white and the black ones that are smooth are also also. So the Gemara's Teretz says that Yayin Esach is a Shmishah B'tzainen. You use it with cold. And by cold water, cold wine, it's not Beleya. And Mashenke by Chametz, you use it with hot. By hot Chametz, it is Beleya. That's the Gemara. But I want to shtals lecham one nekuda. His raya that it was aser is, he says, anocha zinu d'medaisi. I see that it sweats. In other words, there's moisture on the outside of the keli. The cave in the medaisi, and since it's sweating, since there's moisture on the outside of the keli, vade boli, so certainly it's belea. It definitely absorbed because it got through the walls of the keli, and it's leaking out to the outside of the keli. So mela, the Torah testified on Kli Cheres, an earthenware kelim, that it never gets out of its walls. Whatever food gets absorbed will never get out. There's no way to take out the food that's absorbed in the Kli Cheres. And Rashi says, where did the Torah made? Rashi's the Chsiv Yishavar, the Emle Tahara Ela Shvira. It says you should break it, and that there's no tahara, you can't be metaret except if you break it. Now, it says by Tumah in Parsha Shmini, Oisei Tishbayru, but that has nothing to do with absorbing anything. That has to do with coming into contact with something that's Tumah, like in the Pasuk, they were talking about a Sheretz, and it says that if a Sheretz gets into a Kli Cheres, you have to break it. It doesn't have tahara b'mikvah. That has something to do with it. So Shtigl Shver, why Rashi said it doesn't have tahara? The Chayyar Rashi means the Pasuk Yishaveh, the Pasuk's in Tzav, in Perek Vav, in Vayikra, in Parshas Tzav, where it says that if you cook a chatas, a kli chayres eshet tevushal ba Yishaveh, a kli nechayshes vishal umarek vishutaf b'mayim. Then when you cook a chatas in a kli chayres, you have to break the kli chayres. Mashen kein, if you cook it in a kli nechayshes, then you could wash it out with water. You could do agoli, you can kashu it. Why can't you kashu the kli chayres? The teretz is because any eitzim dev melim, the chatas will always remain there, and that's why there's a din shvira, you have to break it. Now, Taisus in Psachim and Zvachim asks the kasha, maybe it's stomach zeris akosov, that if a chatas is cooked in a kli chayres, you have to break it, even if you could get the chatas out. What's the raya that you can't get the chatas out of the kli chayres? So Taisus says, because the kasha is even more shver, because the Gemara says shaila, that maybe even if the chatas was not absorbed in the kli chayres, it was in the ear of the kli chayres, it also would make it that there's a din shvira. So you see, it has nothing to do with what's absorbed. So Taisus says, no. Lamaisa, since the pasuk says a kli nechayshes, you wash it out with water, kli chayres, not the Gemara nem done, that's not exeris. The cause of it is because the kli nechayshes, you couldn't get it out, and the kli chayres you can't. And that the Gemara is a half minute to ask, even if it's not absorbed, is because any time it's cooked in the kli chayres, even if it's not absorbed, even if it's in the ear of the kli chayres, we consider as if it was absorbed. But if you're going to say that it's absorbed, you couldn't get it out, then there would be al din of shvira. So Taisus asks a kasha, that the Gemara in Zvachim, Dav Tzadik Vav, is mavur, that be'etzim, there is an eitzah how to get it out. You could put it into a fiery furnace, into a kivshan, into a furnace which makes the kli cheres, and that would get it out. And the only reason why they didn't do that in the Beis Hamikdash is because they didn't make these kivshaynis in Yerushalayim. There was a rule in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to have these furnaces. But otherwise, they would have put in the furnace. So the shaila is, you see that you could get it out. I mean, could be you can't get it out through Hagola, but once you see there is an Eitzah had to get it out, so what's pshat? That the Torah is the Idal Klicharish in Eitzim Deif Ma'ilam, there is a Mahalach had to get it out. So Taisus says that when you put a Kli Charis back into the Kivshan, it's not considered the same Kli Charis. It's Panim Chadash's Bo'olakan. That's not the same Kli Charis. When you put a Kli Charis in the Kli Kivshan, it's a whole different Kli Charis. So when the Torah says Yishavim means that this particular Kli Charis, this one, you have no Eitzah how to get it out, you have to break it. You could put it back into a Kivshan, that would make a different Kli Charis. A different Kli Charis, it's a different thing. It's Panam Chadash's Pa'olakan. That doesn't mean that I can get out of this. I can get out. You can't get the what's absorbed from a Kli Charis out of the Kli Charis. You could turn the Kli Charis into a new Kli. If you turn it into a new Kli, that doesn't mean you got it out of the Kli Charis. It never got out of the old Kli Charis. You created a new Kli Charis. That's what Taisus answers. So Taisus asks, if that's so, why does the Torah say that a Taner and a Kirayim you should break? Why don't you just return it to a Kivshan? Why don't you just return the Taner and the Kirayim to a Kivshan? So Taisa says, from Abshim Mishans, that by a pot, which you normally don't use it by burning it, you don't use it by through Hesek, by making a fire inside of it, so therefore, when you return it to the Kivshan, it becomes a Panim Chadashes. But a Taner and Kirayim, which the way you use it is through putting a fire inside, that's how it became Aser. So Taisus Lashon is, En Yaitza Bechazaris Eisen Lekivshin Vlanikur Kliacher. It's not considered, it doesn't come out when you return it to a Kivshin, and it won't be called another Kli. So Gepshutai Taisus is saying like this, a Kli Charis, you could put in a Kivshin, it will come out, and a Kli Charis will become a new Kli. A Taner, since the way you use it is through fire, so therefore, whatever is absorbed in the Taner, it became absorbed through fire, it won't go out through returning it to a Kivshan, and it won't be considered a new Kli. So the Bach, in the Agayis HaBach, Eis Gimel, and who within, he says it in the Shulchan Aruch in the Torah, and Aruch Chaim Siman Tafnan Aleph, he says, Shitas Taisus is, that even though when you take a Kli Charis and return it to the Kivshan, it becomes kosher again. It gets everything, whatever tarfus it absorbed comes out. But an oven not. When you have a earthenware oven and you return it to a Kivshan, it remains treif. That's how the Bach learns of Taisus. That's the chilik between the Taner and the Kli Charis. But it's very schwer. Because if you can learn that subshan in Taisus, what schwer is, what exactly was Taisus kasha? The pasuk that says Tanev v'kirayim yutatz is talking about tuma. The pasuk that says Tanev v'kirayim yutatz is talking about when you have a tanner and a sheretz comes inside the tanner, a dead sheretz, then it becomes tame and you have to break it. What does it have to do with the food that gets absorbed? And Mamison, another thing is shver. What states is kasha that a tanner, why does a pasuk say break it, why don't you return it to the kivshan? Why don't you ask that kasha by a kli cheres? Why don't you ask that kasha by Kli Charis? It says Kli Charis is shetavusha by Yishaver. Then you have to break the Kli Charis that a chatas was cooked in it. Why? Why don't you just return it to the Kivshan? And it's hard to answer on the Torah because they didn't make Kivshanis in Yerushalayim. That was a Darabana Digadin. Why did the Torah say Yishaver? Why don't you return it to a Kivshan? So Taisin Zvachim actually asks this kasha, and he says that the Torah was telling you that you don't have to return it to a Kivshan. You have an Eitzah, you don't have to make it into a new Kli. If you don't want to make it into a new Kli, you want it to retain its new din of the same Kli, and then it will never get, there is no way to get the food that's absorbed, the Chadas that's absorbed out of the Kli. So you have an Eitzah to break it. That's the Halacha. You're not allowed to keep the Kli around, it's nicer, but you have an Eitzah to break it. You don't have to return it to a Kivshan. So what's Taisus Kasha with the Taner? So Pashas Lefi, Taisus and Psachim, and Taisus Zachim, they explain differently. Hagam, the Loshin of that Taisus is more mashma like the Bach. But Taisus Psachim and Taisus Zachim, the Marsha says this in Psachim, and the Magen Avraham says this in Siman Tafnan Aleph, The Taisus Kasha by Tana is as follows. Okay, the Gemara Diem Sachem and Zvachim, at least according to one Teretz, but Lachari Paschal like this Teretz, that when you cook, when you roast something treif in the tanner, then you go and you heat up the tanner, you masak the tanner, so that is good enough. That makes it kosher. That takes away all the food that's absorbed. That's like Achzara Lekivshan. And the Gemara asks Akasha, so why don't you do the same thing with the Kli Chayrus? Why don't you fill it up with coals? And that should be good enough. And the Gemara says you can't do that because you'll be afraid that it might break, so you won't do a proper job. By a tana, you're not afraid. That's what tana is meant for. So mainly, you fill it up with fire, it works. Mashenkena kli cheres, if you just do it from the outside, it doesn't work. You have to do it from the inside. And from the inside, you're afraid it might break. That's what the Gemara says. So Taisus means to ask like this. Behechrich, if you're telling me that by a tana, you go and you mimasik the tana, and that takes out all it's absorbed. So, Aibazai, Kumtais, you're telling me that it's a Kliacher. It's a Panam Chadash's Baal Lekan. Because the Torah was made on a Kliacheris, that's any Yitzim Dei from Ayalom. And the question was, well, what do you mean? Achzor Lekav Shainis work. So the answer is, that's a Kliacher. So, Aibazai, Tana, also you're going to have to say that. Tana, the Gemara's Mavur, that when you masik the Tana, you get out all the blias comes out. So Aibazai Kumtais Vaitits Panam Chadashis. That's the same Hesek. So Aibazai, so by Tumit it says, Tana Vikraim Yutats, why? I can make it Panam Chadashis. I just go, fill up the Tana with wood, and light the wood like I always do, the regular usage of the Tana, and it'll become Panam Chadashis. What's up, Shadon Yutats? That's Taisus Kasha. In other words, it's not Shver from the fact that it says a Kli Cheres is Yishaver, because that means to say that in case you don't want to put it back in a kivshan and make it into a new keli, you could break it. But when you say tana v'kirayim yutas, a tana v'kirayim is meant to be nisak with wood. And that takes away the blias. Elamai, you're going to have to say that becomes panim chadashis. So why do you ever break a tame tana v'kirayim? Just make it panim chadashis on yidei hasaka. And on that, Taisus answers that a tana doesn't become panim chadashis yidei hasaka, because that's what a tana is meant for. So a kli cheres that you put back into a kivshan, or even if you fill it up with coals, it becomes a panim chadashis. Mashengen a tanner, if you fill it up with coals, that's what a tanner is supposed to be done, filled up with coals. That doesn't become a panim chadashis, so it doesn't become a new keli, so mel will still be tame. So kumtais, the din that a kli cheres, any eitz medayfin la'ilam, there's no way to get what it's absorbed, and ayah could be mazlik hashenis, so Taisus says, but that's a new keli, is dafka kli cheres. But a taner shel cheres, you could get out what's absorbed, and it won't become a new keli, because by a taner, when you fill it up with coals, it gets out what's absorbed and doesn't become a new keli. That's what the Marsha and the Magen Avraham learn. And that lecheres state in Taisim Sachem and Taisim Zvachem. Hang on, the Taisus here is not so mashman that way. So that's the Magen Avraham's says la locha, that you could, if you have kli cheres, you could put it back in a kivshan and then get out all what's absorbed. You can't fill it up with coals because it's gzeira that you might have rechmanis on it. And a tanner also, if you fill it up with coals, it will get out what's absorbed. Taiz is only saying that a tanner doesn't become panim chadashis. So male, let's say a tanner's tamei, it won't become tar. Kli cheres, if you put it back in the kivshan, it will become tar because it's a panim chadashis, it's a new keli. A tana won't become tar because it's not considered new keli. Another nafkamina, Taisin Zvachim mentions this, and Taisin Zvachim throws in this kasha and teretz also. It says that if you have klipe arla, or kashin shel klaya kerem, misuri hanoa, which you used for a tanner for the first time, and the first hesek of the tanner solidifies the tanner, so the tanner was created through misuri hanoa, the Gemara says, chadash yutatz, you have to break the tanner. But since the Tana was created through Isuri Hanah, so it becomes Asur B'Hanah. So Taisus asks, why do I have to break the Tana? If I masik the Tana, it becomes a new Tana, Panim Chadashis Baal Lekan. And Taisus says the same Teretz, by a Tana, it's not called Panim Chadashis. So Magen Avraham says, that's the reference where Taisus says, that if the Isur is Ein Yetzah B'Achzor HaSeisul HaKivshin, it doesn't mean the Tarifus should absorb, he means the Isur Hanah, that you made the Tanur al Yidei Kli Be'arlo Kashin Shel Klai HaKerem, that does not become Panim Chadashis through returning it to a Kivshan. That's the Magen Avraham's pshat based on Teizim, Sachim, and Zvachim. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva Iklu Ginzik. Rabbi Kiva went to a town called Ginzik. So Shalom Megirsa, is it Rabbi Akiva, or is it Mar Ukva? Because Rashi and Taina says that Rabbi Kiva would not have forgotten this, would not have not known this. Bo Mine, they asked him to Shalom, is Anam Lashoyis, Ain Vasanam Lashoyis. Could someone make a Tainus for a few hours, not for a whole day? Like Avabiyah, they didn't know the answer. Kankanim Shalavik Echavim, Asurim Aymutarim. If you have barrels of wine from Gayim, is it Asur Mutal? Avabiyah, they didn't know. But Mashimish Mashi Kol Shivyim Emeluim. What did Mashi use? What did he, clothing did he wear by the Shivyim Emeluim when he brought the Karbanis? Like Avabiyah, they also didn't know. Asur Shalavim Adrash, he asked for the base Medrash. Amri, they answered him, Hilchasim Asanim Lashais. You could fast for a few hours. When Hishlam is spalm tefillas atainis, and if you finish, then you do say anenu the tefillas tainis. The hilchisa kankanim shavacham acha yudbeis chaydesh mutarim. And also the halacha is that kankanim, barrels of wine from a guy after 12 months of mutar, and b'meshim ish meisha shivis meim luam b'chalak lavan. What did Meisha wear in the shivis meim luam when he brought the karbanis? He wore a white chaluk, Rav Kana Masim, a chaluk lav and shame by Imra, a white chaluk that doesn't have a seam. And we'll see a little bit on all these three shaylas. So on Masan and Lashayis, there's a few different machlaikas and a few different shaylas we have in the Rishayim. The first shayla is, what is exactly the shayla of Masan and Lashayis? Obviously, you're allowed to not eat. You're allowed to refrain from eating for a certain amount of time. So the Gabi, what's an afkamina if you are Mesana Mashais, if it's not Mesana Mashais, what's an afkamina in that? So the Ritvai Finart says that the whole shaila is, do you have to keep your nether? Obviously, if you want to not eat, you can do what you want. But the shaila is, if you make a nidre tainis, you have to keep the nether. As I mentioned, state Mefurshin Rashi in tainis, daf yad alef amud beis. And the Ritvai explains, because if you aser something on you b'nether, so it's a nether, then that's a kainim, that's a nether. But that's not what nidre tainis is. Nidre tainis is a din in the gavra. It's not an issa chefsa. It's like a nidre mitzvah. It's like nidre tzedakah. So if the tainis has a shame tainis, is aibazai, so the nether of the tainis is chal. And mainly you have to keep your nether. Mashayim, if the tainis doesn't have the shame tainis, so the nether of the tainis is not chal, you don't have to keep your nether. That's shittas Rashi and tainis, shittas Ritvohiyah. Taisus here is also mashma that way, because Taisus here has one teretz halakha upon him, that benigeya, whether it has a shame tainus, whether you get schar for a tainus or whatever it is, you'd have to be makabel me'asmo. And the shail of Masan al Mashois is, if you have to keep your nether, vices if you hold ain Masan al Mashois, you wouldn't have to keep your nether altogether. But the Russian tainus holds not that way. Like we're going to discuss very soon, the din of Masan and Lashayis has a t'nai of the Gemara says in Tainus, it has to be they didn't eat anything the whole day, and we're gonna see exactly what that means in the Machlaikas Yishayim in that. And the Yishalmi seems to hold not the way. The Yishalmi seems to hold that Masan and Lashayis is even if you are gonna eat that day, it's just for the Yishayis. So the Rosh says the Masan and Lashayis of the Yishalmi is that you have to keep the nether. Mashenke, the Masan and Lashayis here is Lagabi, if it has a shame tainus, if it has a shame tainus, it's mashman the rush. But even if you hold a Masan and Lashayis, Balkapanim in the game, the nether, it is called a tainus, and you would have to keep the nether. So I was like, what's it negay in the din of Masan and Lashayis? And the Ritva says that you can't say it's negay to tefillas tainus, the saying anenu, because the Gemara's mashma is two things. Masan and Mashais, and Vim Hishlam Masan and Tfilas Tainis. So Vaisis is two things. There's a din of Masanim, and there's a din of Tfilas Tainis. So the Rosh throws in also that it could be negay. Let's say a person makes a neder that he's going to fast Kama Taniyais, and he doesn't explain that he means full day Taniyais. So then if there's a din of Masan and Mashais, he could be Yetzu with the Tainis Shais, the Tainis. That this could be considered a tainus to be mashlim yeneder to fast kama taniyos. Or you could say, stam, that there's a halacha of tainus, that a tainus is epis a good thing. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the man, the Yom HaKaliyesh, but tainus nikru kadesh. A tainus is something as part of tikkunei tshuva, but a tainus is dinim. Exactly how to make a tainus is not stam that you mitzvah yourself and you don't eat. There's dine tainus. So the shaila is this called the tainus? When he gave the dine tainus, do you get schar for a tainus? Kaliyesh, but tainus nikru kadesh is the make kapara savainus ukadayma. But the Rosh seems to pass in either way you have to keep the neder. So that's where we have a machlokes rishonim. Rashi and the Ridva say that on the tzad it's not a tainus, you don't have to keep the neder bechlal, because the neder is dafka din a nidre tainus, and if it doesn't have a shame tainus, it's not a nidre tainus, you're allowed to eat. And the Rosh is mashman that no, even if it doesn't fit with the gidre tainus, you still have to keep your neder. What's an afkamina? If it's a tainus or not, it could be legabe anenu, but the Gemara's mashman is two things. Could be legabe if you mekayin your neder that you made up to mesan a certain amount of tanias, or could be stam, do you get a mitzvah's tainus? Do you have the skula, the kiyum of a tainus, benegay a tshuva, benegay whatever it is? That's one issue in the Rishonim. Second issue is, like we mentioned, the lashon of the Gemara in tainus, the Gemara says, v'hush loitam klum kalaisayayin. It's only when you didn't eat the whole day. And the Gemara says, Hapshita tainus malayisi. If you eat the whole day, why is it a tainus shayis? It's a full tainus. So you change your mind. And Rashi learns that the pshat is if you ate in the morning, it's not a tainus b'chlal. And then the Gemara goes on with the next memra that says that kol tanish l'shagol chamalav tainusu. The tainus has to go all the way to shkiyas l'chama, which could mean teisa k'chav, and teisa speaks about that the entire day. So what's in the gay a tainus shayis if you can't eat the entire day? Otherwise, it's not a tainus. So Rashi says, the gay, let's say you happen not to eat in the morning, stop, for a different reason, not because you were trying to make a tainus. Stop, it worked out that you didn't eat in the morning. And then after you didn't eat already for half the day, you decided, okay, let me make the rest of the day into a tainus. That's called a tainus shayis. So that cheat this Rashi, and the Asagas arrived, and Kamari Shainim, the Rosh and the Ran and tainus, they seem to go with the Shita, that the Pshat is, that even though you're only fasting part of the day, l'shem tainus, but you have to bepoil, not eat the entire day. And Rashi says, reason is because otherwise ain't ze inu. It's not an inu b'chlal. Tainus, the inu of the tainus by definition is the abstention from eating the entire day. So that's one sheet this Rishonim. That a tainus shayis l'maisi after not eat the entire day. Why is it called a tainus shayis? Because the m'luchay imlich, you weren't doing it l'shem tainus the entire day. The l'shem tainus was only part of the day, m'luchay imlich. But l'maisi ended up not eating the entire day. If you did eat during the day, that can't be considered a tainus b'chlal. That's not an inui. But there are two other shittas. The shittas of Rambam, Hilchos Tainus Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, he says that you have to be mesan until the end of the day, but if you ate in the beginning of the day, it's still called a tainus. Shalas how you goyris in the Gemara and tainus, the Rishonim ring, that could be the Rambam was goyris, that when it says, Hushle tom klum ba'is yayim, it said, Afchistel etameh, dama kol tanish le shakal of tainus, shakal of chamal of tainusu. Meaning it's not two dinim. According to Rashi, it's two dinim. First of all, like tom klum ba'is yayim, you can't eat before the tainus shayis. And second, kol tanish le shakal of chamal of tainusu, you can't eat after the tainus shayis. You have to lemais and not eat the entire day. But the Rambam held there was one din, that you had the tainus has to go till the end of the day. But if you ate earlier in the day, you still could have a tainus shayis. But the tainus has to go till the end of the day. That's the shittas of Rambam. Now the shittas of Rav Yoh is that it depends. If you decided to fast during the day, so then you have to fast till the end of the day. He holds like the Rambam, even if you ate before, that's called a tainus shayis, but you have to fast till the end of the day. And if you makabel the tainus the day before, then it's considered a tainus even if you eat after the tainus. That's how he wants to shtim the Bavli with the Yerushalmi. Most Yerushalmi hold the Bavli's ong on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi seems to hold of a tainus shayis we ate during the day. But the Rav Yoh says it depends. If you ate during the day, it could be a tainus as long as the tainus goes till the end of the day. And if you makabel it before, then it could be a tainus even if it's just the beginning part of the day. So these are the three shittas. Rashi and the Ravid and Rav Yishenim seem to them on this way, is it's only a tainus shayis if l'maisi didn't eat any part of the day, not the beginning, not the end. The Rambam holds that eating before the tainus shayis is okay, it still could be called a tainus, but afterwards you can't. The tainus has to go from the start of the tainus until the end of the day. And the Rav Yah says, no, if you decided during the day to Masana, then you have to Masana until the end of the day. If you decide the day before to Masana, then it's going to have to Masana even the first part of the day. And here's where the Rosh says that the Yishalmi maybe wasn't talking about Lagabe if it has a Chaloy Shem Tainus, where they have the mile of the Tainus. The Yishalmi just means that you have to keep your nether. That was the Rosh's sheet that we said, that even if you don't ain't Masana Mashais, you have to keep your nether. But just one ara about the Machlokes Rishonim. If you hold like Rashi, Rashi says clearly, the reason why, if you eat during the day, it's not a Tainus, because it ain't Zeinoy. So there are two Shailas here. One shaila is, could you have a chaloy shem tainus and only part of the day? That's the machlokes of Masana Mashais or Masana Mashais. But nachdem that it is a chaloy shem tainus, a tainus has to mean that there has to be inui. And Rashi is saying inui is only if you don't eat the entire day. So even if the chaloy shem tainus is on part of the day, but how are you going to be mekayim the din inui that the tainus is mekayim? Dafka, are you day that you didn't eat the entire day? So tainus shayis is negeya. Let's say you happen not to eat the first part of the day, but it wasn't a tainus because you were never makabel it for a tainus, and now you want to be makabel the rest of the day for the tainus. So you're going to have inui the rest of the day because lemaisi you're not eating the whole day. And then there's a shayla. We pass kemasana mashayis. It could be a chaloy shem tainus part of the day. Mashayin, if you're going to eat during the day, either before the tainus or after the tainus. So kumtais, even the abstention of eating that you had during the tainus doesn't have a shem inui. So mela, that can't be a tainus. You can't have a tainus which you're not doing the inui of the tainus. That's pshat Rashi. Mashenge in the Rambam, Avad Ne'eman, Avadi doesn't mean that it's not called inui. Because what's the chiluk, the beginning part of the day or the end part of the day? And as Eibam Mr. Ritvan, tainus, anaf yubeis, asks his kasha in the Rambam. He said, what should be the chiluk? And the Rabbi says, as far as the inui is concerned, it's probably harder to refrain from eating the beginning of the day than if you already ate in the beginning of the day and refrained from the end of the day. So Avada, that can't be pshat in the Rambam, that it's not an inui unless you finish the day with the tainus. Not a pshat in the Rambam is no. Any refraining from eating is called an inui, vaistais. So what's the pshat? Then you have to finish the entire day. It has to be shalishok of cham, you can't just make a tainus shoyis and it should end before the end of the day. Zogach, the shailas, whether the yoyim could be called the yoyim tainus. Has to be the yoyim is the yoyim tainus. So that's a shaila. Do you have such a thing of mesana mashois? Could you make a chaloy shem tainus on shois, even if you don't have the whole yoyim? So the Gemara says yes. But dafke, from the time you started the tainus, it's going to be a tainus till the end of the day. So I could turn this day into a yoyim tainus, even though the day started already. It's in the middle of the day, but since from now till the end of the day I'm not going to eat, it's going to be a tainus. That also could be a tainus. The tainus doesn't have to start from the beginning of the day. I could start the tainus in the middle of the day, and from now on this day is transformed into a yom tainus. Mashen kein, if I'm not planning on fasting the entire day, I'm planning on breaking my fast before the end of the day, so this day is not a yom tainus. I'm still going to eat this day. That's how the Rambam learns. So if it ain't before, so good. Till now it wasn't the Yom Tainus. From now on, it's the Yom Tainus. But if I'm planning on eating after the Tainus Shois, so come this day is not a Yom Tainus, so that's not called the Yom Tainus. That's why you can't have a Misanim in that case. As I've established the alumnus of the Rambam, not the pshat that it's not an Inui, v'haraya, because even if you ate, you still can have a Tainus the rest of the day. But you can't have the day, can't be called the Yom Tainus, unless from the time the tainus started, you're not going to eat till the end of the day. And that we understand also the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah Taka holds this way. But he holds, that's nafka when you were in Makabel beforehand. When you were in Makabel beforehand, and you want to, in the middle of the day, transform this day into a young tainus, the only way to do it is by making that you can't fast till the end of the, that you can't eat till the end of the day. By saying that if before the day you want to make the day into a young tainus, so there, even if you pick out some shayis in the day, but you're still going to eat after those shayis, but you could shaft the day into a yom tainus as long as you started before the day, and those tainus would be your tainus for those shayis. That's a shittas Rav Yah. So you went through two issues already. The first issue is on the tzad that you don't have a tainus shayis, on the tzad of Eim Masana Moshayis, or let's say you're not going to do it in the correct way of Hushlay Achal Klum Ba'isayim, is the pshat at Bechlal, you don't have to keep your neder Bechlal, because it's not a tainus, and the neder is only a nidjay tainus, if it doesn't fit into the agdar of the tainus, so you don't have to keep your neder, and legabi that is the shayl of Asana Meshoye Sunat, that sheet this Ridva here, Rashi and tainus, the Oid Rishaynim, or no, we'll say like the Rosh and tainus, that the neder you have to keep no matter what. The whole shayl of Masanam Meshoyes, together with all the dinim of Masanam Meshoyes, is first of all legabi tefilas aneinu, and second of all, legabi, if you could be mekayim a neder that you made previously to have a certain amount of taniyos, and third of all, whether this tainus is considered a tainus, legabi, you considered a kadesh and you have kaparis avaynus ukadayma. That's the first shaila, and the second shaila is that we say v'hu shalay achal klum ba'isayim. That's Rashi and Rav Yishayim is a tainus shayis only works when the maisa you didn't eat the entire day. It's called a tainus shayis because you only want mekabel the tainus in the middle of the day. You only makabel tainus for shayis. But lemais, if you did eat during the day at all, that can't be a tainus. Because ain't ze inui. Or we'll say, like the Rambam, that you can't eat after the Kabbalah's tainus, or like the Rav Yah, that if you makabel the day earlier, you could, even after the tainus, you could have even the first half of the day. But if you makabel today, then you have to go the entire day. And like we explained, the Rambam and Rav Yah, they don't have a problem with, you know, they have a problem with the avekshta, the yom should be a yom tainus. And now the third issue is that the Gemara says in tainus, Amar Shmuel, kol tainus lekimo avmeid yom lo shmei tainus, v'yosef dam l'mafuchad amal ezika. You're not makabel tainus the day before, it's not considered a tainus, and if you sat the tainus, it's like a balloon full of air. It's nothing. So the shayla is a tainus shayis. Does that need a Kabbalah mi b'idyayim? So one sheet is, this is Taisa's first, Taisa has the kasha here, and the Rosh speaks about it in Tainus and the other Rishayim. So the first sheet is, Taisa's sheet here, Taisa's first teretz here, and that's a sheet that's a Rosh, that even a Tainus Shoyis also needs a Kabbalah mi b'idyayim. So Ayba says, what's a simluche imlech? What does it mean, in a Kabbalah mi b'idyayim, if you hold like Rav Rishayim, that, and like Taisa's and the Rosh also hold, that lemaisa you have to not eat the whole day, and you makabel me'esmol, so what's going on? Why is it a tainus shoyis? So Taisa says that you makabel me'esmol like this. You makabel me'esmol that I'm going to fast the next day from chatzais till the end of the day. So then it depends. If you ate before chatzais, so come days it's not a tainus b'chlal. So it's not nichol in your kabbalah. I mean, b'frat l'fi rashi and udva, you're not mechuyiv to keep your kabbalah b'chai gavna. But if you happen to have fasted the first half of the day, now you have a Kabbalah's Tainus Me'esmo to fast the next half of the day. And that's Shat Tainus Shoyis. Tainus Shoyis needs Kabbalah Me'esmo. And the reason why it's a Tainus Shoyis is the Kabbalah Me'esmo gufu was that in case I don't eat the first half of the day, I'll be Yeshiv V'Tainus the second half of the day. That's one Nusach, that's the way Taisus here says it. The other Nusach, the way the Ritva says in the Tur, in Siman Tavkuf Samach Beis brings both, that you made the Kabbalah for the first half of the day. But I don't understand it so well, because Mishlaim, if you nemen like the Rosh, that you mechuyiv to keep your Kabbalah. So then, whether, I'm mechuyiv to fast the first half of the day, because that was the Kabbalah. Whether it turns out to be that it has a Chalei Shem Tainus or not, depends if I fast the second half of the day. So I understand it. The Kabbalah was, the Etzim Kabbalah's Tainus, was for half the day, either the first half or the second half. And I have to keep my Kabbalah Miman of Shuch. And the Shail of Masana Mashayis is, does it have a Chalei Shem Tainus, Lagabe Tfilis Tainus, Lagabe Akabiyetza, a Nedda that I made of a certain amount of Tanias that I needed, Lagabe if I have the Scar for a Tainus. So that all depends if I happen not to eat the other part of the day. That's good. But if you hold that I'm not mechuyev to keep the neder if it doesn't have a shame tainus. So bishleim, if I made a neder of the second half of the day, so now I understand. The pshat is, if I happen not to eat the first half of the day, so now I have a neder for the second half of the day. And that's what the Gemara means in Luchay Imlech. I changed my mind, I decided I could have eaten the first half of the day, and then I could eat the whole day already. But if I happen not to eat the first half of the day, so then I have a tainus for the second half of the day. But if I made the Nidre Tainus Dafka for the first half of the day, so l'chayr, I'm not mechuyev to keep that neder. Because if I want to eat the second half of the day, I could, and that would make that it should be ice nender for the first half of the day. So I don't understand it so well. But Kapanim is what the Rishonim say. There's two oifanim how you can make a nender esmo on the Taina Shais. Either you make the nether that if I don't eat for the first half of the day, I should be betainus the second half of the day, or you make the nether for the first half of the day, and it has the same tainus if you don't eat for the second half of the day as well. But the Rishonim bring the Ramban, and this is the Mashmoyis of Rashi. Rashi seems to hold this way, and the Ramban holds this way, and the Ran and the Ritva, they all paskin this way, that a tainus shayis doesn't need a Kabbalah me'esmo. The site of Kabbalah is Yati Makabal before the tainus. So, a tainus when you misanah the whole day, even though you start in the morning, but the whole day is considered the tainus. That's what you say in tainus. The whole day is considered the tainus. To add some refraining from eating, that starts by the morning. But the whole day is a yom tainus. So you have to be makabel me'esmo, you have to shtel avek the entire day for a yom tainus me'esmo. Hashem came when you're doing a tainus shayis. So only these shayis are the tainus. If only these shayis are the tainus, you have to be makabel before these shayis. Now the Rosh is bothered like this. He says, if that's true, it's a good tisvara. But let's say someone's makabel a tainus by night, which Shmuel had said, if you're not makabel me'esmo, meaning by day me'esmo, let's say you're not makabel me'esmo, you're makabel by night. Why shouldn't that work? Why is it gore from a tainus shayis? If I can makabel at 12 o'clock in the afternoon to misana for the rest of the day, why can't that also be makabel at 10 o'clock at night that I can misana for tomorrow? What's the difference? Let it not be gore from a tainus shayis. So there, the Ritvan, the Ran, that's the Rosh's tainus. That's what the Rosh holds not the way. The Rosh is the Ran, they have to makabel me'esmo. But the Ritvan and the Ran answer that when it's trying to make a tainus, a regular tainus, a tainus of a full day, and you're not makabel b'yayim, so that's not a Kabbalah. Because the Kabbalah, you made a Kabbalah for a full day tainus. A full day tainus starts by the night. It's still eating by night, but the etzim yayim tainus starts by the night. You weren't makabel before the yayim tainus. Now, Shengen, if all you want is a tainus shayis, a shayis tik a tainus, so then you just have to makabel before the shayis. So then, as long as you makabel before the tainus of the shayis, that's good enough of a Kabbalah. So, these are so far two shittas, two terutzim, how a tainus shayis stems with Shmuel that says you have to makabel ben yayim, in the tainus shayis, also you have to makabel ben yayim, or a tainus of a yayim, you have to makabel before the yayim, meaning even before the night. Otherwise, you're not being makabel before the tainus. Now, saying in a tainus of shayis, you just have to makabel before the shayis, that's your man's pshat. And then you have, Taisus has a mahalach, which you mentioned before, that Shmuel was just saying, Lagabi, to get the schar of the tainus, they have to makabel ben yayim. But Lagabi, the chiev to fast, that you don't have to makabel ben yayim. That even if you makabel afterwards, you still would have a chiev to fast. Now, Taisus here, Lachayr's Klar learning, that the din of Masanam Lashayis is not Lagabi whether it has a shame tainus. Lagabi, the schar tainus, Taisus calls it, that whether you call the chayte for being yeshiv a tainus. The din of Masanam Lashayis is you have to keep your nether. Vaisus wrote, Ein Masanam Lashayis, you have to keep your nether altogether, like Rashi Shita. Now, Lalocha, the Shulchan Aruch in Tavkav Samach Beis Siv Yud Paskins, like Revi Shainim, like Tom Klum means that you didn't eat the entire day. If you eat it all the entire day, it doesn't have a din of a tainus shayis. The Meis Yosef brings that the shayil of the Chuvus HaRashba, Chelek Aleph Simin Vav, says that the Ram himself was chayzer. So Shulchan Aruch goes with the pshat that the tainus shayis only works if you didn't eat the entire day. If you ate it all during the day, it doesn't have a din of a tainus shayis b'chalal. And if you have to mekabel me'esmo, Shulchan Aruch brings both days. He brings the day that you have to mekabel me'esmo in order to be the tainus shayis. So tainus shayis only negeya when you mekabel me'esmo to fast the first half of the day or the second half of the day, like we explained, and you happen not to eat the other half. But he does bring a day that, like the Ramban, that he brings minastam, that the pshat is if you happen not to eat for the first half of the day, and then you decide you want to make the second half of the day into a tainus, that's also called the tainus shayis. So the guy made a thwira machlekes rishainim. If the pshat is a tiny shayis only works when you don't eat the entire day, or only when you don't eat the second half of the day, or if you makabel me'esmol even the first half, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the first shita that has to be that you don't eat the entire day. The guy made a shal you need kabbalah beforehand. The Shulchan Aruch brings both days. Okay, it brings a shal you don't need kabbalah beforehand minastam like the Ramban as long as you makabel before the tainus starts, and he brings the Rosh as a yeshaymer. But in Sif Yud Aleph, he does paskin like the Rush, that even if it's not considered a tainus, you did eat during the day, or you're planning on eating the other half of the day, but still, b'negei the chiv to keep your nether, you are mechiv to keep your nether. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Ramon Sif Aleph says, and this is negei, this happens, there is a meaning this way, sometimes people are mekabel before the day starts, and mekabel a tainus shayis for the first half of the day. So according to Rav Yishayim, it's not a tainus. Even according to the Rambam, the only one who holds it's a tainus is the Rav Yah. According to Rav Yishayim, it's b'chal not a tainus. That doesn't go around the tainus shayis. But the Rama says that the minik is to say anenu, and he makes a chilti in the tzibra and the yachid. He says the tzibra should not say anenu. It's like shash bracha levatala. But the yachid anyways a lot of daven whatever he wants by shemei and tefillah. So why shouldn't he say anenu? The chayy means because there is at least a sheet this Rav Yah that says to say anenu. So why not? Now the Taz is bothered, maybe it's the Dvei Vashkarim, he's saying the Yom Sayyim Tani Seinu, and according to Rav Yishayim, it's not a Tainus Bechlau. But the Ramah says the Minig is to say Anenu. The Mishnah Berurah says, but that's not when you're Makabel beforehand. If you weren't Makabel beforehand, you're just fasting a Tainus Shois without a Kabbalah, then Lechuli Alma, you don't say Anenu. That's how the Mishnah Berurah is Masik. And now let's go to Levita in the three Shilas that he asked. The second Shilah was, what's the din? Can kanim shleivik chav masur memutarim? Bottles of goyim, are they use for goyish wine? They asur a mutter. So when they asked Bei Midrasha, they told them hilchas can kanim shleivik chav la'acha yud beis chaydish mutarim. After 12 months, it's mutter. So here's a new heter that if it's 12 months from the time they used it, you're allowed to use the kankanim. So Shaul, what about other treifa kalim after 12 months? A very interesting tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi, Simon Ayin Hay. What happened was, is that there was a chametz pot that was used for chametz 2 years earlier. For 2 years, it wasn't used at all. And someone accidentally used this pot on Pesach. And he said the Talmidim wanted to say that it's usher, because even though, but the eved, when you use a treifa pot more than 24 hours after it was used, it's nice and tam lefgam. So normally, but the eved, when you use a treifa pot, if it's more than 24 hours after it was used for tarifas, it's mutter. But by chametz, the Ramah is machmer. Machalik is Hashem, the Ramah is machmer that nesan tam lefgam, if the teruvus occurred on Pesach, nesan tam lefgam by chametz is aser. So if you use a chametz dekapat for food on Pesach, even though it wasn't used for 24 hours, it's aser. So the Talmidim said, within 2 years? Doesn't matter. We pass it like the Ramah, that we don't say nesan tam lefgam. So even though they last used this keli 2 years ago, it's still going to ask for the food. So the Chacham Tzvi said that he told them that they're making a mistake. Because how could you say, he says, what, 1,000 years later, it's still going to give tam? That has to be a shir. It's ain't a das of losa, he says, that there's no shir, that eventually there'll be no more tam left. So Mela, just like you find in this halacha, that after 12 months, it doesn't give tam anymore. So that would be the shir. And after 12 months, it doesn't give tam. And that would apply even to chametz for Pesach. And Memela, if it's after 12 months it wasn't used for chametz, already it won't aser. So he says, so how come you only find by Yayin Nesach such a thing? How come you only find this halacha that by Yayin Nesach you're allowed to use the kli of goyim after 12 months? You don't find that any time you have a tray for keli, you buy a keli from a goy, you can wait 12 months and then use it. So he says, like this, he says, because on the kelim that are tray for kelim, really after 1 day, but the evidence mutter. But the evidence mutter after 1 day, because it's nice and time of God. And there's a din, lechatchili, you're not allowed to use it. Lechatchili, you geyser, a'ene ben yoyme, a'ote ben yoyme. So a mela, since the other kelim are mutter, but the evidence after 1 day, so if you're going to say the mutter lechatchili after 1 year, people won't understand that. They'll say it's mutter, but the evidence really after 1 day. You're going to be mad to l'chachila after a year. They're going to say it's mutter l'chachila even before the year, just like they see that it's mutter b'di evid before the year. Mashiach chametz u'pesach. When chametz u'pesach is a din nice and tam of gam is asa. That's how the Ramah paskins. So kum dais that it's even asa b'di evid till a year. And after a year, we're going to say it's mutter. So they're not going to mix it up. So that's why by yayin nesach would be the evid it's asa. There's no such thing as nice and time of gam by yayin nesach, but the evidence also. So mel, that's why after a year becomes mutter l'chatchila. Mashiach and other kalim would be the evidence mutter. So then you can't be matter l'chila after 12 months because people make a mistake. That's a shtickle from the Chacham Tzvi. And he writes at the end that even though he doesn't want people to use his heter l'chatchila to take kelim that were chametzika kelim and after a year use them l'chatchila without kashering them, but b'di'evet halacha l'maisa he's matter. That's a Chacham Tzvi. So Rabbi Kvega was asked, it's in Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Gimel, and this shaila comes up because very often it happens that someone comes into possession of expensive china kelim, a very fancy, expensive china set that was treif, but it's already a year since it was used. Is there any heter for that? So Rabbi Kvega was asked this shaila. He said the chacham wanted to be matir, maybe be matir. Peter Chacham Tzvi that after 12 months, it's already gone. You'll have to use it. But Rabbi Kvega said no for 3 reasons. He said, first of all, the Chacham Tzvi shtickel was, it's dafka when the eved, it's aser, like b'chametz pesach and yayin esach, even after 24 hours, but the eved still aser, then you could say that it's okay to be matter it after a year, and we won't mix it up, they'll understand, till a year it's aser gomer, after a year it's mutter. Now, Shem came by other typhus, would be the eved, it's mutter after 24 hours. If you're going to say that after a year it's mutl chachila, people think before a year it's also mutl chachila. So the Chacham Tzvi's heter is dafka by chametz v'pesach, which has the same quality as yayin nesach, that it's aser b'di'evid, the chumra makes it a cooler after a year, you can matur l'chachila. Mashenka, my other isurim, the Chacham Tzvi never said the heter. That's first of all. Second of all, Zakhti Rabbi Kvega, Chacham Tzvi himself didn't want to use his heter to use the kelim l'chachila only for b'di'evid. So Mela, why should we make him more than the Chacham Tzvi is willing to make him? And third of all, he's not sure about the Chacham Tzvi's heter. Because the Chuvus of Ashba, Chaylak Aleph Simen Tavka Vayin Hey, and also the Ran and Chulin, Adav Tzadik Zayin, he says that the reason, they say klar, that Yishin only works by Kli Yayin, because Yayin needs Lachluchis, and after 12 years is missing the Lachluchis. And the Ran says, you see the Yayin Esach is Meshuna from Shari Surim. He says the Derech Agav because he says you don't find Iri and Nigov and Yishin Yud Beis Chodesh only by Yayin Esach. So you see the whole concept of Yishin Yud Beis Chodesh, the Rashman, the Ran say Mefurish, is Dafka Din by Yayin Esach. Yayin Esach has its own Dinei Kashrus, like we spoke in the previous year. So mainly you can't Shteltzu Yud Beis Chodesh at all. It's Mefurish in the Rashman. How could you argue on the Rishonim? He also says, he also wants to discuss, maybe Stami can be Mekel, because we know that B'di'evid, after 24 hours, it's Mutter. And there's a klal. The Menachas Yaakov says that Hefsid Merubah is considered like B'di'evid. So if it's a Hefsid Merubah, not to use the Keli L'chatchila, you have Kli Chayres, you can't cash them, it's a Hefsid Merubah. If you can't sell them to a Goya, whatever it is, a Hefsid Merubah is in B'di'evid, so maybe you can use the Kalim, because Hefsid Merubah is a din of B'di'evid. So there, Rabbi Kivega says no. He brings Raias that you can't make a Hefsin Ruba if it's a lot of Kalim, because each Kalim is not a Hefsin Ruba. You have an expensive china set. Each piece of china, let's say, costs $20, and you have over 20 pieces. Sachakol, the entire china set costs $500. Let's say $500 is a Hefsin Ruba, but each plate is only $20, so that's not a Hefsin Ruba. So he says he can't be matter any plate because each plate is not a hefset ruba. You don't say that you're down an entire thing together. He declares, he says, sometimes when you have a suffix in halacha, and on this suffix is totally a number of different, let's say you have a number of different animals in the shlachtos, and they all have the same shiloh. And this shiloh, this particular shiloh is a suffix in halacha, and we pass on its mutter by hefset ruba. And each animal alone is not a hefset ruba. But you have a bunch of animals with the same shiloh. He says, there you could say that about it's one shiloh in halacha, so we will paskin the shiloh, and it's mutter because it's a hefsin rubah, because the shiloh is negated to a bunch of animals. Now, Shenkin here, it's not a shiloh in halacha, it's not a suffix. The halacha is an eisen tam of gam, a keli, which is ein ben yoyma, you're not allowed to use l'chatchila. But with the evid, if you use it, it's mutter. And hefsin rubah, that's in the evid. But each keli is not a hefsin ruba. So you can't be mekel. I can't use this keli. It's not a hefsin ruba. I can't use that keli. It's not a hefsin ruba. Even though the tzir for the keli is a hefsin ruba, it's not going to make an hefsin ruba. That's a psak of a bikivega. Balak upon him, the gay our sugya, where it says that yayin works, yud be schaynish, the Chacham Tzvi want to say that the reason why it's dafke yayin is because yayin is also b'di'evid, even after 24 hours. So that's why he can make a laugh the Yud Beis Chodesh. And that's why he wants to shtel to the Chametz of Pesach, which is also Asa B'Dieved. And the Kvega brings the Rashba and the Ran that say, no, Yain is different, because Yain is different, Yain is Lachluchas, Yain has a different Dine Hechsher, that's why it's Mutaf Yud Beis Chodesh, it doesn't apply to anything else. Now about the third Shaila, the Shaila of B'mashi Meshmeisha B'shivis Semei Meluim, what did Meisha wear when he was doing the Avodah in the Shivis Semei Meluim? So here the Rishonim discuss, why didn't he just wear regular Big Dekuna? If he was doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, normally when a Kayan does Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he wears Big Dekuna. What was the Gemara's Shaila B'mashi Meshmeisha? And the Gemara's answer, B'chalak Lavan, Sheim B'Imra, why not Big Dekuna? So there are three Shatim in the Rishonim, why Moshe Rabbeinu did not wear big dekuna. Rashi says, because it says, V'sisa big dekairish l'arin echichu l'vanav. For arin echichu l'vanav, nidos din big dekuna. Mashenke Moshe. Moshe was a zor, eitzel the big dekuna, even though he did aveda. That was because the Eibush told him to aveda, al pi adibur. But it wasn't mentioned anything about begadim, and that's why he didn't wear any big dekuna. But Taisus has a kasha in that, because Taisus, the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kafal from Bay, says that Moshe was actually a Kayin Gadol. He actually did the Avodas Kayin Gadol. And it's Mashma, if he did the Avodas Kayin Gadol, then he wore the Shemayna Begadim of the Kayin Gadol. Otherwise, the Gemara wouldn't have said he was Shemish Bekuhuna Gadola. It sounds like he had all the dinim of a Kayin Gadol. So Vaisdais, even though the Pasuk says a big Dekuna for Aaron of Anab, but Moshe Avenu had a Din Kayin, and a Din Kayin Gadol, so he also wore big Dekuna, wore big Kayin Gadol. So Mamela, Taisus argues in Rashi. Rashi says that Moshe was a Zoreitz of the Big Dekuna. It wasn't Shakt and Big Dekuna. It's only Lion of Vanav. But Taisus says, no, if Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kayin Gadol, Kayin Gadol means that he wore Big Dekuna. So what was the Shaila? Why didn't he wear Big Dekuna during the Shivis Mei Meluim? So Taisus says, Pshat, that the Shivis Mei Meluim didn't have Kedusha's Big Dekuna yet. The Big Dekuna became the Skadish on the Yom Shemini. Before the Yom Shemini, the Big Dekuna did not have Kedusha's Big Dekuna yet. They might have been made already, but they didn't have Kedusha's Big Dekuna. So they couldn't wear the Big Dekuna because they didn't yet have Kedusha's Big Dekuna. That's why he had to wear something else. And you have to say, L'chaya, that even though there's a din that Avayda has to be done with Big Dekuna, that Avayda has to be done with Big Dekuna, Mechusa Begadim passes the Avayda, but you have to say that that was only from the time where it was a Schad that she didn't have Big Dekuna. It was a Skadish, the din of Big Dekuna, Yom Shmini Lemilun. Then there's a din of Mechusa Begadim. Moshe Rabbeinu also then would have to wear Big Dekuna when he wanted to be Meshamish. Mashengim, the Shivis Meimulun. Since there was no din of Big Dekuna yet, they weren't a Skadish. It wasn't a Skadish, the din of Big Dekuna. Memela, the Avodah didn't need Big Dekuna. And Taisus brings a third shot in back of Meolins that says that even if it wasn't a Skadshu, but there was a din Bama. It didn't have Kedusha's Mizbech, it had Kedusha's Bama. By Bama, there's no din of Big Dekuna, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't wear Big Dekuna. We'll come at an afkimina, it could be, Legabe Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim, that according to the first Teretz of Taisus, that the reason why he didn't wear Big Dekuna, because it wasn't a Skadish, the Big Dekuna, so I said, didn't have a din Bama. So it could be the din of Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim would have been nothing but a Shivis Meim Luan. Mashengen, according to Yabak of Meilin, that there's a din that had a din of Bama. And male, that's why there was no din of Big Dekuna. So who did Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim? There'd be no din of Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim, because in the Bama there's also no din of Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim. Now, the Shaila is, what was the Gemara Shaila B'meshi Meshmeisha Kashivis Mei Meluim? The Raven seems to learn that the Gemara Shaila was, did he wear Big Dekuna or not? In other words, you could clarify about all these different three reasons if it was else, because he was a Zohar, Eitzel, Big Dekuna was only fire in Nevana, Vashi's time, or the first time at Taisus because the Big Dekuna wasn't a Skadish, or the second time at Taisus because had a Din Bama, but that was the Gemara Shaila. Did Moshe Rabbeinu have a Din to wear Big Dekuna or not? Were the Big Dekuna a Skadish already? Did it have a Din Bama or not? That was good for the Gemara Shaila. But the Ravid seems to learn the Gemara Shaila was, did he wear Big Dekuna, did he wear a Chaluk Lavan? The Rishonim, Taisus, and even Rashi is not so mashman that way. It's mashman that hapshita to the Gemara didn't wear Big Dekuna because of the time that they're giving. The Gemara Shaila is, well, what did he wear? But Lachar, it's a little bit shver, because my nafkimina what he wore. Bishlam, the Shaila is if he wore Big Dekuna or not. So that's a good Shaila. It's a Shaila la'alacha, even though it's only nafkimina to the main miluim, but you could tell it's suit to other alachas. Taisus Chagiga, that Favim Bey speaks about it. But at least it's halacha de kashayla. Is there a din bigdei kuna or not? But if we know there's no din of bigdei kuna, so what's the halacha? It's not really a shayla and halacha b'chalal. Because l'chayr, the chaluk lavan had no dinim. There wasn't a din that he needed a chaluk lavan. And if he wouldn't wear a chaluk lavan, he'd be over on the din, the godim that he needed. L'chayr, it's not that way. L'chayr, all the dinim of bigdei kuna, that you need, you can't have a chatzitza between the bigdei kuna and the mensh, or that the big dekuna have to fit the person perfectly. They can't drag on the ground. They can't be too low. Nechayyeh didn't apply to the chaluk lavan. Nechayyeh wore the chaluk lavan. There was aza inyan up. He said mistama why he wore a chaluk lavan. Nechayyeh, you have to say nechanami. The Gemara Shaila wasn't a Shaila in halacha. The Gemara is a Shaila in Jewish and Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu mistama had to wear epis of beged, not api halacha. But Mestama, there was an Indian to wear epis a gevissa beged for the Avodah, and there was no din begadim the etzim, either because he didn't have a din big dekuna because he was a czar, or the big dekuna were in the Skadish, or it was a bama. But Mestama, Moshe Rabbeinu had to, there was a gevissa beged that Alpi Said he should be wearing. And the Gemara says, yeah, there was a chalak lovin, whatever the Said is that the chalak lovin was. The Gemara Sari in Tainis asked the Kasha, why did the Gemara only ask the Kasha about the Shivish Yimei Meluim? Moshe Rabbeinu also was over on the Yom HaShmini. It's a Mefurish Rashi in Pekudei that Moshe Rabbeinu was over the Yom HaShmini. As Elachura, he says, because Aaron was told to bring specific Karbanis. Who brought the other Karbanis? Who brought the Tamid and the Nesachim and the Minchas HaTamid and the Minchas Kayin Gadol, everything? Who brought all these Karbanis, the regular daily Karbanis? Who lit the Menayru Kedayimah L'chayis Moshe Rabbeinu? Aaron didn't start the Aveda until he brought the Chatas and the Eilas Sa'am, etc. So why did the Gemara ask the Kasha, the Yom HaShmini, what did he wear? Why dafka the Shiva Simei Meluim? So the Rishash in Taina says, according to Taisus, it's not Shver. Taisus says that during the Shiva Simei Meluim, it had Din Bama, or the Begadim weren't in the Skadish yet, so Nails of Shiloh, what he wore? On the Yom HaShmini, it didn't have a Din Bama, and if either the Begadim were in the Skadish, if either they wore Big Dekuna. Well, the Shtel is according to Rashi. According to Rashi, that he was a Zari, so Big Dekuna, he had the same Shiloh, the Yom HaShmini. You'd have the same shayla according to Rashi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.